A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marlins Philly, second of three, Straley versus Nola. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, there would be no need for walk-off heroics tonight. The Phillies scored early, the Phillies scored often, and the Phillies cruised to an 8-1 victory over the Marlins behind Aaron Nola. They have won the first two games of this three-game series, and for the Marlins, the frustration just continues to mount. Dan Straley starting for the Marlins tonight. Straley has not been as good in the second half of the year as he was in the first half, and he had a rough one in this one. Things did not start well for him. He allowed a double to Odubel Herrera. Herrera took third base on a single by Freddie Galvis. So two batters into the bottom of the first. Phillies at the corners for the scorching hot first baseman, Rhys Hoskins.
Here's the pitch. Hoskins swings and unloads a high fly ball to left. Ozuna's got a beat on this, is under it, makes the catch. Tagging is Herrera. He'll come on to score, and it's 1-0 Phillies on a sacrifice fly by Rhys Hoskins, who collects his 35th run batted in this his 33rd game in the big leagues. 1-0 Phillies.
You know, the Marlins had two on with nobody out in the second, but they couldn't score against Nola. Nola then retired the first two men in the third, but down a run. Marlins even the score in a hurry thanks to Christian Yelich. 2-1 pitch is hit high in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Williams at the wall. Goodbye. Christian Yelich has tied this one up with his 17th home run of the season. It's 1-1 in the third. 415 feet for Yelich, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. It was all Phillies from there, though. In the bottom of the third, Straley walked Rhys Hoskins with one out. Then he got Nick Williams on a pop-up to short for the second out. So there were two outs in the inning. There were two strikes on Aaron Altair, but Straley couldn't put the inning away. Ahead in the count, the 0-2 to Altair. Ground ball pulled fair over the bag at third down the line. It misses the sidewall, rolls all the way into the corner. Waved around third, Hoskins. He's coming home, and there won't be a throw. It's a two-out, two-strike RBI double for Aaron Altair. And the Phillies take the lead back at 2-1. And they weren't done with two outs and a man in scoring position, Michael Franco. Now the 0-1 pitch, and Franco lined to the left. That's another hit. Third base coach Juan Samuel waves Altair. Ozuna the throw home on the fly. Ellis the tag, and he is safe at the plate. On a bang-bang play, C.B. Buckner says Altair got around the tag. And the Phillies lead 3-1. Marlins thought about a challenge but waved it off. Philadelphia scoring twice in that third against Straley, up 3-1. Phillies tacked on two more in the fifth. A double by Freddie Galvis, getting Rhys Hoskins to the plate.
Here's the pitch. A swing here and a gigantic high fly ball to deep left. There is no doubt about it. Home run number 17, his third in this series. Two more runs and a 5-1 lead for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Then in the sixth, with Straley still out there, one out single by the pitcher Aaron Nola. Man on for Odubel Herrera.
Here's the pitch. And this ball cracked high into the air. Deep to right. It is long gone to the second level of seats. A long, high fly ball home run, number 13 on the year for Odubel Herrera. And that home run blows this open. It is 7-1 Philadelphia here in the sixth.
Phillies will get back-to-back hits from Galvis and Hoskins, putting men at the corners. Nick Williams then a sack fly. It was 8-1 Phillies, and 8-1 is how this one ends tonight. Aaron Nola, seven innings, a four-hit, one-run ball. He walked two. Established nuclear high with 11 strikeouts. Allowed the Yelich home run. That was it. 97 pitches, 66 strikes. On the Marlins side, Dan Straley with the worst start of his big league career. He went six innings, but he allowed a career-high eight runs, all earned, on a career-high 13 hits, a walk, five Ks, two homers, 92 pitches, 61 strikes. On the bright side on the mound for the Marlins, Wei-Yin Chen faced six, retired six in innings 7 and 8. But the Phillies win it 8-1. For Philadelphia, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 6 men left. For the Marlins, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They strand 6 as well. Nola the winner, 11-10. Dan Straley the loser, 9-9. Time of the game, a brisk 2 hours, 25 minutes. Played this one less than half the time it took us to get through 15 innings last night. 457. Tonight's crowd, 16,745 here in Philadelphia.
Phillies over the Marlins, 8-1 in Game 2 last night. Fish Family members, if you missed it last night, your Fish Family bonus code this morning is Grand Slam. Grand Slam is the Fish Family bonus code. Marlins will wrap up this three-game series with the Phillies tonight at 7:05 on the mound for Miami, Jose Urania. As for the Phillies, we'll see Jake Thompson. It's a 7:05 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.